Good morning, and welcome to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, a weekly five-minute feature here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Hometown Values, Hometown Rewards.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to Hometown Values here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT. Kyle, good morning, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Terry.
It's the best time of the month. We got Braddy.
We got fraud alert day.
You know, like have a little fun with this one.
What's going on, guys?
How you doing, my friend?
Oh, living the dream.
So you're telling me that there's still more fraud out there? I thought we covered it all. I thought we like fixed everything and saved the day. And
The fight never ends. That's for sure.
What's the issue this month? What are we talking about?
Yeah, we just kind of scratched the surface. It's a bit of an iceberg. Kind of the stuff that we see and we talk about is just what you see on the surface. And there's so much ugly stuff going on underneath. The one that we're going to talk about today is what's called spoofing, where basically the scammer is posing as a representative from a trusted company or as a trusted person with malicious intent of doing some kind of financial harm to you.
Sure.
So I did a little research, did a little digging into this because it sounds like there's a bit of a issue going on where this is kind of like the hot trend right now, and a number of financial institutions in the area are experiencing this. So what the spoofer does is they dial up and they use a VPN to mask their location, and they're using web-based platforms or mobile apps to create an account where they can log in and supply their own caller ID information. So they set up an account and they say who they are and what phone number they're calling from. So when they dial you, it shows up and it looks like Shoreline Credit Union 920.
Right.
So they know people are very unlikely to answer calls now from a 1-800 number, unfamiliar area codes, or calls that now the phones are smart enough to kind of filter some of that out.
Sure.
And you get an unknown caller or possible spoof, actually spam.
Yeah, potential spam, right.
Right on your phone. But what the caller is going to try and do is it's kind of going to get you your guard down and get you to answer the phone with the intent of digging in for some kind of information. So they're going to try and get you talking, some kind of urgent situation where they need to verify information from you. And they're going to ask for something like your username and password for your online banking, your account number, social security number, your full card numbers. If it's a call that's coming in from a financial institution, if it looks like it's coming from Shoreline, I can give you a little look behind the curtain. If we call you, we know who we're calling. We are never going to call you and ask you for your social security number. We're not going to ask you for your account number.
We already have that.
We have
that. We don't need it from you.
Correct. Right. So that should kind of be your number one red flag first off. If someone called me and they're asking me for information, they probably should have already.
And
themselves.
I would imagine that it's really easy to try and trick people. Hey, I'm calling on behalf of Shoreline. I just want to verify I'm talking to someone. Can you give me your account information, right? So, like, I can imagine how easy it is to spoof people or to get people to fall for something like that. So what I hear from you saying is if you get a phone call from your financial institution, from Shoreline or whatever, and they're asking you for that information, that's a red flag.
Be skeptical.
Even if they're saying, I just want to verify.
Yep. Be skeptical on it. You know, don't assume that the caller is who they say they are or they're calling from the company they say they're calling from. They may claim to be from there, but you know, if ever that kind of that rumbly in your tumbly goes off and that red flag goes up, hang up the phone.
Yeah.
Stop. Don't stay on the line with them any longer than you need to because eventually something's going to get slipped.
Well, not only that, it's a good idea. I mean, hang up the phone and say, hey, I'll call you right back.
That's the big part is call back. You know, if it's Shoreline, for example, look up the number for Shoreline. Call your local, your member service representative that you work with personally. You know, call us directly or just the local number for us.
Sure.
We'll tell you if we tried to reach out to you, if it was a legitimate purpose, but I would rather make an extra phone call and answer an extra call from somebody who's just making sure than have some damage be done and have you give something out and have to play damage control after.
Brad, a lot of great information. Time is running out here. I guess at the end of the day for our listeners, it is okay. What I'm hearing from you, it is okay to be extra, extra cautious, especially when it comes to your finances. And with, you know, whatever financial institution that you're using, make sure that, you know, there is legitimacy behind that phone call.
Can't be too safe.
Be skeptical. Question it.
Yep. Great information, guys. Kyle, If people want to learn more about Shoreline, what's the best way of reaching out to you guys?
Yeah, go to our website. It's www.shorelinecu.org.
Brad and Kyle, thank you for your time. We'll talk to you next month here on the program on WOMT.
Thanks for listening to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Tune in again next Friday morning at approximately 11:20 for another episode, or download the podcast anytime at WOMTradio.com. Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, your local hometown credit union focusing on hometown values, hometown rewards. You're listening to a C. Hafer Broadcasting station.
Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, hometown values, hometown rewards.